The Grand Rapids Art Museum is honored to celebrate the women who came before us with an important exhibition from the Smithsonian entitled Women, Art, and Social Change. We want to make sure you know all about it, so we've decided to do this interview in, we'll say, three parts. So we kick it off strong on this Monday with guests in studio. On behalf of the Grand, Graham, let's do a little mic check. Appreciate you. Glad you are here, John Carfagno. John, good morning to you. Carfagno.
I'm so glad to be here, Shelley.
Graham, Director of Learning and Audience Engagement.
That's it.
Sounds like a big, sounds like you need a raise. Dana, glad you're here. Sia as well. Sia Siegerland, along with, you're getting the word out as the PR guru, right?
That's right.
Yes. And then there's Ron Platt, Graham Chief Curator. Glad you are here as well, Ron.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Yes. We do want to do a nice introduction in addition to taking apart why the community should care. So I'm going to begin with you, Sia, on what is about to happen this end of January.
Sure. So 2016 is really shaping up to be the year of the innovative woman at Graham. We've got four great exhibitions featuring fantastic women and their artwork, innovative women using innovative techniques and materials, and then we've got some great programming all year long to go with those exhibitions.
Great. If you would expand on this, John, regarding the whys of this this unique angle.
Sure. We're delighted to be hosting a series of exhibitions that are going to be celebrating great women artists and the creativity that they're bringing to their work. And I'm excited by way of a program that we're continuing, our partnership with AIGA West Michigan and now Ladies That UX and also Local First, who are going to be bringing together women who are working in creative industries here in Grand Rapids that have ideas for businesses and services and products that are in development, and not unlike the work that Ron is going to talk about in the exhibitions that are coming. And we're going to bring some of the sharpest minds together in the community, turn the museum into a marketplace of ideas, and bring those products and ideas further along by way of sharing creativity around what they're working on.
Man, you didn't look at your notes at all. You just knew that. Appreciate you. Ron, let us turn to you regarding these four exhibitions that feature women using innovative techniques and materials. So let's talk.
Okay. Well, I would say the big one that's coming up that opens at the end of January is Women, Art, and Social Change, the Newcomb Pottery Experiment. And experiment really is a key word here because this was at the beginning of the arts and crafts movement, and Newcomb College in New Orleans came up with an idea to actually train women to create this amazing pottery, hand-stitching, needlework, metalwork, all with the idea that they would contribute to the household income at a time when, you know, pocketbooks were not as full as they would have liked. We saw this as an opportunity to have one of our Michigan Artist Series show concurrent with it. We're showing the work of Sally England, who's based here in Grand Rapids and in Ojai, California. She makes very contemporary sculptures. I would call them sculptures that are macrame and sort of extending that from a craft tradition into the realm of art making. I don't really see a lot of difference between what she's doing and what painters are doing. We also have another Michigan Artist Series show coming up with Maureen Nolette, based here in Grand Rapids, who makes work on the windows of the museum. So that's a kind of an unusual practice. And then this fall, we have an extraordinary show, the work of a Dutch fashion designer, Iris van Herpen, called Transforming Fashion, and it's really quite avant-garde work.
So, Sia, as you mentioned, this is a whole celebration of the year, this year of the innovative woman at Graham, with the kickoff, as we mentioned, the end of the month. Let's have you expand into this and into the Women Artisans Market.
Sure. So on March 26th, we're going to have, I think, 16 different local women artists who are going to be selling their art. And we're also going to be having several workshops that are going to be focusing on entrepreneurialism for both women artisans and women entrepreneurs. It's going to be kind of twofold, and it's going to be open to the public. And please stay tuned to our website for more details. It's artmuseumgr.org.
How will, and we'll get that obviously at the end, it looks like you'll also be reaching out to our local women entrepreneurs, providing informational sessions along the way.
That's right. We're going to be working with GROW, Grand Rapids Opportunities for Women. We're going to be working with the Avenue for the Arts, with our friends there, as well as our friends at Local First. So it's going to be a great partnership, an opportunity for collaboration right in the museum downtown.
John, I'd like you to talk a little bit more about design briefs, diversity, and tech with your partnerships.
Sure. The great thing about working with amazing people is they have lots of amazing friends. So I will say that the panelists that we put together that are going to coach our women entrepreneurs that are presenting their ideas are really, really extraordinary in terms of the depth of knowledge and also the insight that they'll be able to provide. We have Krisha Renwright, who is the VP of Information Systems at Priority Health and the CIO at Spectrum Health. And we're also bringing in a woman named Lane Haley, who is the founder and CEO of Copper Pot Cookware out of Brooklyn. And Lane is internationally recognized by way of her thought leadership in the fields of agile design and lean startup. And Lane will be a panelist at Design Briefs, and we're also partnering with AIGA to do a special workshop with her the day before Design Briefs on February the 17th. So to Sia's point, there is going to be innumerable opportunities to celebrate the great work of women creatives at Graham coming up.
That's the topic, a three-part segment we begin today, putting the spotlight on this upcoming, exhibition and celebration, Women, Art, and Social Change, centered on the Newcomb Pottery Enterprise, a story beginning at least in the 1890s with those in studio to talk about it, John Carfagno, along with Sia Siegerland and Ron Platt. What else, Ron, do you want to spread the news with?
Well, we're looking forward to not just reaching women with these exhibitions. I mean, I'd like to think that we have a pretty healthy track record in terms of representing and showing women artists as well. But we do want to make a special emphasis in drawing on people who are studying American culture, the crafts traditions in this country, and really sort of socioeconomic historical conditions. So besides the fact that we are focusing on innovative women, there's a lot to draw people's interest in a lot of, like, diverse disciplines.
Now, see, obviously, membership is important, so there are some membership opportunities, some sneak peeks, and or other, specialties here.
That's right. There are always huge perks to membership. You can come to our member preview parties, so you can see the exhibition first. You can make it to great lectures. You can come to opportunities for events like Creativity Uncorked, and you can get great discounts at those great programs we have down in Graham Studio. During Art Prize, you're able to get into Graham first when it's nice and quiet. You can skip the lines. There are many, many perks to membership.
Talking about an Art Prize already. Woo, it makes my head shake.
Gonna come before you know it.
Yay. John, again, I turn to you. We will be speaking again next Monday as well. What else is important that we put on our list?
Well, Sia mentioned Creativity Uncorked, and that's a popular program that we've been doing for quite some time. That is after hours when the museum is illuminated and standing out in the middle of downtown Grand Rapids, and it's a really fun time to come to the museum. And for what we're doing with Newcomb Pottery, we're going to have an opportunity for you to come together and create your own tote bag that riffs off of the idea of local design and how your environment can transform and activate your creativity. And that's a big theme in the Newcomb show that we're going to be exploring, and then you get a new tote bag.
Another program, John, if I can pick your brain, Skate and Create?
Well, we've been talking a lot about learning opportunities for adults, and we haven't been talking too much yet about families. And the great thing about Graham is that every Saturday from 1 o'clock to 4 p.m., we have the studio open for intergenerational learning. We do the model where the parents and the children create together, and everybody has fun, and everybody learns that way. And with Skate and Create, we're partnering with GR Parks and Rec so that when you come to skate on the downtown Rosa Parks circle rink. You also get a discount and a price break for drop-in programs. And then you also get free hot cocoa, so you can't beat that.
Just perked up some ears. All right, full circle as we look to say goodbye for this first segment, Ron.
Yes. Well, I'm just really glad to have this opportunity to talk about these exhibitions. We're especially pleased about the pairing of the Newcomb Enterprises show and Sally England show to show how women who are creating work and marketing it and selling it, how much things have changed over the last 100 years. Sally works by herself, sells out of the studio, and is basically a one-woman operation, a very successful one. And we talked at the beginning about the Newcomb Enterprise and how that was like set up at an educational facility and had a big administrative component and a lot of people involved. So it's interesting to think about how history affects these different models and conditions.
So yeah, obviously some important dates if you would share.
Sure. So on January 30th, Newcomb Pottery will be opening Women, Art, and Social Change. Excuse me, January 31st. It's going to open to the public. The 30th is our member preview day.
Yeah, that's
so if
important.
You're a member, you come on the 30th. The rest of the public can come on January 31st. And Sally England will be opening that same day. Stay tuned for more information on artmuseumgr.org for our Women Artisan Market on March 26th. That'll be a lot of fun.
Cool. Final words from you, John?
I would say be sure to check us out on February 17th for our wireframing and UX workshop with Lane Haley. Come back if you're interested in creativity and entrepreneurship on February 18th for design briefs. And then every Saturday from 1 o'clock to 4, come see us with your family.
Be careful what you wish for when it comes to your planning, team. Thank you. We'll speak again next Monday when we put a little more of a spotlight on the Newcomb Pottery Enterprise experience. So thanks all. See ya, Ron and John. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.